We're the reason they put speakers in your car.
Why don't you get it by now? Tell me what you learned in grade school. Give it to me like you want it. Did you forget?
It's the Bobby Dallas Show.
Why is our love at once
started?
It should really be given to
you. New intro, who this?
Fill you up and leave me empty. Baby, was that my mistake?
Let's go.
Covering these feelings. Going through changes.
Let's go.
So mad right now, I can't even think straight. So I'ma just tweet it and delete it.
You hear me?
Knowing you won't read it before we get too far away.
Hey, yo, what it do, man? I want to welcome y'all to another episode of the Bobby Dallas Show. And of course, it's the big homie, Bobby Dallas. Today is going to be a show for me that I want to call my storyboard show. What I wanted to do with this today is basically talk about all my upcoming stories. I won't call them projects. I say all the upcoming stories that I have on a new project, which is a portion of the Bobby Dallas Show called Triple OG Stories. I've been back and forth with this for a while now, and I even decided to change the format on it from what I was doing. At first, I was telling true life stories, and then I realized, like, I ain't want to put myself out there like that. I mean, like, I'm not real big on volunteering information, so it kind of seemed like it was important to me to just leave the past in the past and just let that go. So that's the reason why I decided to hold off on Triple OG Stories in the beginning. If you do actually listen to my podcast, then you could go back, I guess, last year around this time. I don't know. You could go back some months and you can hear some of the stories that I had did back then when I first started Triple OG Stories. But with that being said, I would like to intro some stories that I've actually written in the past. I've currently updated them, and I've also written some new ones, some really good new ones too. I penned these out, I want to say, over the last 4 months or so, maybe 6 months. When I had my surgery on my hands, I started doing the voice to text and stuff like that, and just kind of like updating things and all of that. So I am very interested in bringing all my creations to life. I say I want to showcase about 4 stories in a web series or a weekly series per season. I wanted to do maybe 3 seasons with the stories, and I'm calling it a seasonal thing because, like, I'm changing my podcast. Instead of doing all the interviews and everything like I used to, I may do a few interviews here and there. I'm just going to do stories. I got a lot in my head, man, and I wanted to get it all out. I mean, I want people to listen to what I write, understand my creativity, and actually enjoy it. So, like I said, over the last maybe 4 to 6 months, I've penned out some stuff. I'm interested in bringing the creations to life. I want to showcase about 5 stories. I say 4 stories in a weekly web series. With that being said, I'm looking to hire some amateur actors and voiceover actors to be a part of my journey, man. Like, I definitely compensate you for your time. I'm not talking about real big money like that. You know, the most I'm spending per actor per story is like $50. I don't want to overdo it with my budget because I still own a business and I have to prep for this upcoming season with my lawn care service and purchase some things and you know, just do things to make sure my business runs accordingly for the next 6 or 7 months through the cut season. But like I said, I will definitely compensate your time. And I also want people to understand that I take this shit real serious, man. Like, I take it very, very serious. And I want people that want to work. Like, I want people that want to do this, that want to believe in what I'm doing and know that at some point they'll be able to say, hey, man, you know, I did this podcast with this guy and, man, check it out. You'll love these stories he did. And that's credibility, you know, accreditation for them as actors and things like that. So with that being said, again, let's go ahead and take a quick stroll through season 1 of Triple OG Stories. Like I said, I'm gonna have 4 actual stories and then the little series that I'm working on with Brian Good. He is like one of the guys who's gonna be the anchor, like one of the guys that started this with me. not necessarily like starting my podcast and all that, but one of my first actors, I'll put it like that. One of my first voiceover actors. Dude is talented. I like what he does. He listens well. He takes direction well. Not only am I writing these stories and creating them and doing all the editing and everything, but I'm actually directing these stories as well, because the voiceover acting, you know, has to have emotion, and there are certain things that has to happen during certain portions. So this is turning out to be pretty well. I want to say thank you to Brian, though, and also Tiffany Porter. You know, mentioning Tiffany, she's actually the lead character, or the lead voice in the character Misty in my story, Misty. Misty is in episode 1 and 2 of the first season. She did an excellent job with Misty. I think at some point she's really going to start to feel Misty by episode 3 and 4 in season 2. And I think that's when she really going to come out and show them acting chops. You know what I'm saying? But I fell in love with what she did for me in this first portion. And I think y'all like it too, man. Like, you know, if you listen to it and you understand what she's doing and how she's doing it, I think y'all gonna fall in love with it too, man. But the first story is Misty, episodes 1 and 2. This story is about two brothers, man, Travis and Brian Jackson. Travis falls on hard times, and he ends up moving in with his little brother Brian and his wife Asia and they 4 kids. After a small stint with his brother, he finds himself a townhome in the county area of the city that they live in. And to Travis's surprise, you know, he was texting and speaking back and forth with Cherie Lincoln, which is the landlord and property manager over the townhouse he is moving into. And he kept speaking with her and everything and talking to her. But, you know, some things change. Somehow, some way, escaped mental patient ends up making the week for Brian and Travis real bad. You'll just have to listen to it, man. Check it out. It's already on the podcast. I stuck it out there already, man. I just put it out there. I just wanted to see how people would take it and how people would listen to it and if they would understand it and like it. I got some pretty good feedback on it, but you know, like I said, Misty, she's basically an escaped mental patient. She show up and she show out, man. And you just kind of got to check it out and either like it or don't. All right. So on the second story, man, this second story that I'm finishing up right now, we wanted to go ahead and get this done. I am short on actors and actresses, so I'm in the process of rewriting and writing stories for basically me and Brian, because we're going to characterize all the stories to come until I can actually start to get a core of actors and actresses to help me develop my characters and my stories. So the next story that we're going to bring to you guys is a story that's another part one, as all these stories in this first season will be. This is the first part of the story called Hitters. This is the second story. It'll be presented within the next month or so. It'll be on the podcast. Hitters is a story about Blue and Gold, the owners of a small hitman business. They just got contracted out by an unknown criminal kill company called Command. They just simply known as Command. They find themselves living in a pretty good lifestyle. They just really enjoy working for Command and keeping their heads down. Until Blue, he makes a mistake. He don't do his research on these gang members. And they sent out on a job. It's one gang member named Shifty Blood that he didn't do the homework on. And he ended up getting Gold shot. And after Gold gets shot and the events unfold, you know, Command gets pissed off. They kind of don't want to bother with him no more. And they end up enlisting help from a group of talented escorts. And they end up seeking revenge on the gangs. And you just got to check them out, man. Like, you got to listen to it. It's crazy, man. So far, so good. I'm digging it. I think this story is going to be the first one that, instead of me creating a full soundtrack, I'm going to create like a soundtrack with just two artists, like Jay-Z and Jeezy, you know, something like that. And just use all the songs that I can out of those two albums. I mean, out of those two artists to make the story whole, because I know I'm not supposed to use that music. It's not licensed and all that, but I'm not doing no trickery. I'm not like monetized or nothing like that. So in the end, we just basically having fun. And I make sure I put all my disclaimers and everything up. So if you're an actor or an actress and you're worried about that, don't trip off of it. If it gets to a point to where they say we have to take something down because of the music, all my music is done in its own little portion of my editing, and I can just wipe it and get rid of it and just put different music in there, and it won't change the episode. It won't change the actors or actresses. I'll basically just be removing that music and putting some new music in. So we will be fine. No worries. You know, just hold on for the ride, man. You know, if you like violence, man, you know, you enjoy that story. It's called Hitters. So the third story, this one is called Running. It's a story about Texas Winters and Monet Mitchell, a.k.a. Mimi. This is this story, man, is basically about two different people with two different lifestyles. They got no reason whatsoever to even be around each other. I mean, like, she basically just want to be noticed and appreciated, and he trying to get away from the police. So they meet up and they end up with like a genuine love and lust for each other. So just check that one out, man. That one is called Running. It'll be the third installment in out of the five. I think this one is going to be a great hood love type of story, or maybe just a story that every hood dude would like to be a part of, if that makes sense. Just be on the lookout for that one, man. That one's coming soon. It's going to be a little further away, but that'll be the third installment, and it's called Running with Texas Winters and Monet Mitchell, a.k.a. Mimi. All right, my bad. I had to drink some wine. Actually, Moscato. Shit. let's see. All right, so the fourth installment, and this one was a toss-up because I actually got about 10 or 11 stories, and I had to choose which ones I wanted to put in season one. So this fourth one here, I'm actually writing this one. I'm only into like three or four chapters of this one. And this one here is called Secret Lovers. This one is going to be good. I think the ladies might like this one as well as some of the guys. This story is a fun and assuming kind of adventure. Like, this story is about a married couple, a man and a woman, that just aren't where they usually are in life. Like, they just not what they used to as far as love goes. Like, they're not used to each other no more. They're not there for each other like they used to be. They just love each other. They're not in love. It's like more of a convenience thing than an actual relationship. So they accept it. They just want to coexist at this point. But after the wife takes a girl's trip and end up having a one night stand, I mean, she end up coming back home and she like full of fire and energy. She basically want to make her life with her husband better and make it work. And she realized, you know, after having that little one night stand, that things could be better at her home versus having to get out there and do stuff she shouldn't. I mean, like, it was a 10-year marriage. So she put up a great effort. She do her best to keep her man happy until she realized that the dude she had the one night stand with actually owns the donut shop that her and her husband go to three times a week. Now, they was out of town when that happened, but here we are. So she gonna do her best, man, to try to keep her secrets and try to keep him away from her husband and try to, you know, try not to regret what she did. But the catch is her husband got a few secrets of his own. You got to check that one out too, man. That one's called Secret Lovers. It's gonna be something. Like, I'm writing into that one now, and I can only guarantee you that it's gonna be one that's gonna take you on a wild ride. And let's see, finally, man, the last story that I'm doing This one I'm working on. I'm into it. I'm really getting it done. But again, I have to back burner it because I don't have enough cast. This is going to be a weekly or bi-weekly series called Grinding. If you follow me on Instagram or on Twitter or Facebook or anything, then you've already seen the actual ad for it. It's not really an ad. It's just a picture that I've created. But Grinding is a story about Marcus and Norman. These just two low-level trappers, man, out of Trotwood, Ohio. I really did the research on this city. And it's a very small city. I'm talking about like 30,000 people. And it is super duper crime infested, but there's not like a lot of murder. It's only like 6 murders a year, but the crime is like up. I'm talking about rape, robbery, assault, battery, home invasion, just all of that is like up 200%. So it's crazy that you live in a city where you're not subject to die, but you're subject to be basically punished for living there. So I messed around and I read about the city. It's like 20 or 30 minutes away from Dayton, Ohio. I researched the high schools and everything, and I put a little bit of details for the city in there, but I just didn't want to go in blind and write a story about some characters living in an area that I knew completely nothing about. But at the same time, I don't like writing stories and characterizing my stories in big major cities and stuff like that every single time I write, because it just becomes too predictive. So I went on ahead and I set that up for them. They low-level trappers out of Trotwood, Ohio. After they meet in high school and find their soulmates there too, they end up making a few moves and becoming bigger than life in the city, man. They move and... they moved closer, man. So they moved closer to their plug. They wanted to live near their plug. So they moved out of the city. They end up getting locked up, and everything about their life, you know, these two couples, everything about their life, man, they change. And Marcus is married to Amina and Norm is married to Layla. So when I say two couples, these are the characters, like the main characters, Marcus, Norm, and Amina and Layla. And, I mean, things really changed for them. But what's the fella supposed to do, man? You know, they in jail. And how does all this make the wives feel? What do the wives have to do to survive? So it's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be something that I think a lot of people going to enjoy if you really get into my type of writing and what I do. I hope you as a listener find at least one of these 5 stories, man. Yeah, because the 5th one, like I said, is Grinding. It's the series. It'll be like a weekly or a bi-weekly series, probably bi-weekly, because I have to make sure I get all my characters together and actors and actresses together, and then I have to edit and everything too. So let's say bi-weekly series, and I hope y'all enjoy one of them, man. One of the 5. This is what Triple OG season 1 will consist of. It's been a blessing to be able to finally get these works of art off paper and on my podcast, man. Like, I want to thank all y'all for y'all support, the ones that do listen and actually, you know, care about the stories and what's to come next and everything. If you do decide to listen and you like it, man, leave me a few comments. You know what I'm saying? If you follow me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or whatever, send me a message. DM me, man. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, what you would like to see. If you're interested in playing a role in some of the future stories, like I say, I discuss money with you. I discuss all of that with you, but you got to be serious and you got to understand I'm absolutely serious about my stories. And if you're an excuse maker, if you're somebody that's more concerned about everything around you versus what you're trying to do, then you're not the individual I'm looking for. Just, you know, enjoy the stories when they come out. I like workhorses, man. I like people that want to get the job done. And with that being said, again, I want to shout out Miss Tiffany Porter for playing the role of crazy ass Misty for me. And my boy B, Brian Good, man, for playing little brother Brian and Misty as well. Be on the lookout for part 2 of that. We have another character coming. I won't say her name just yet. Not until the recording and stuff is done, but she should be playing the character of Asia, which is Brian's wife. And you know, that's about it, man. Everything is coming. I hope to finally get a few people interested in becoming a part of my team of actors, of amateur actors and actresses. My visions, man, they're abundantly creative, you know, and I think I got a spot for everybody that's interested. So if this is something, you know, after hearing this episode that you might actually be interested in, then holler at your boy, man, the big homie around. I need your help. So let's get it done. And I want to thank all y'all for checking out my storyboard episode today. I look forward, man, to surprising y'all with more classic stories and episodes. Like, I'm working my ass off for this, man, because I feel like with the pandemic and people being at home and all of that kind of stuff, we got to actually have something to look forward to. And why not make it a story? You ain't hurting nobody. You just at the crib smoking you a blunt or drinking you some wine. Why not pop on the podcast and enjoy some story time? You know what I'm saying? They used to do it like that before they had TVs back in the day. So why not enjoy a story or two, man? Hey, that's what's up. It's your big homie, man. I appreciate y'all time. Hey, subscribe. Go to the YouTube channel, subscribe, hit that like button, notifications, all of that, man. Find me on Instagram at The Bobby Dollar Show. Find me on Twitter at Dollars, capital D-O-L-L-A-Z, capital S-H-O-W, at Dollar Show. I'm on Facebook, man, at Bobby Dollars. And holler at your boy, man. Hey, it's been the big homie. Yeah. And this has been another episode of The Bobby Dollar Show. Go and try your luck. Test me in again. We let it rain. Please don't start us up. Got that black and white. They ain't a game. Mr. Officer, please don't search us. We don't got a thing. Tell her park it up. Then that ass be poking out them jeans. I've been sparking up. Like the fireworks, I keep the flame hurt.